Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Freshly fallen, silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I build walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. Slum
number of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. Protect me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island. And a rock feels no pain. And an island never
No, you didn't grow up in my house, honey. In my house, every day was like this. You would go into the bathroom, close the door, and be ready to do your business, and someone would tear open the shower curtain with a knife just standing there.
Please. Please.
Stop laughing.
Please.
Hunter S. Thompson said that music is like fuel, and he was convinced that with the right song on the radio, you could drive with an empty tank of gas. You could drive with an empty tank of gas.
Here's something you may not know about me. I haven't paid for a drink in over 4 years.
Stop laughing, not funny.
Tell me.
Committed the felony. Take my hand. my, oh my, oh my. Is it best show? Is it the best show? You know what? It is the best show. It's been a few months, everybody. I appreciate the patience. I appreciate the consideration, the kind words. Best show's been on ice for a few months, but guess what?
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
We're doing the best show. This is the best show, and I want to say, first of all, I'm sorry because I made a little mistake that I think a lot of you are going to probably be a little mad at. I accidentally voted in one of the early voting ballot things. I accidentally voted for Donald Trump 35 million times. So that was not my goal. I didn't realize. It kind of happened, and I am so sorry. Seriously, I am so sorry. It was not. No, I didn't do that. Oh, boy, is this what the show is? This is what you've been waiting for months? No, it's not. Guys, friends, heroes. I missed all you guys. I missed you. It is now. This show will come out. This show's going to come out right before the election. And I just wanted to do a show before the election because it's time to start it back up. It's been a rough few months for me. I am in Los Angeles. I'm doing well. I spent the last bunch of months writing this book that I've been working on, and I'm going to tell you, it is the hardest thing I've ever done by a mile. Holy moly. Is it hard to write a book? Yes, it is. But guess what? Your boy wrote a book. I wrote it. It's done. Dunzo, baby. Now we're working on the cover. I am doing some fine-tuning on it. I am incredibly proud of it. People are going to be surprised by it. And it's good. I'm very proud of it. I am extremely proud of it. Took everything for me to get it done, though. I don't know how I could have done the show and the book at the same time, because the show takes a special amount of energy and the book took an insane amount of energy, and I kind of needed to put one on ice to start making to close out the other. So yes, look, I've been doing Double Threat with Julie Klausner for the bulk of this year, and that is one of the most fun things I've ever done in my life, and it's fun to get to work with Julie on a weekly basis, cuz she is the absolute top of the pyramid when it comes to funny, and us doing stuff together is just the best, and it's magic. But the best show is the thing I started 20 years ago. We started the best show October of 2000, and here we are in October of 2020. And I know a lot of people were saying to me, are you going to do stuff for the 20th anniversary? And it's kind of a good thing that it's that October more or less came and went with no normal best shows. Because a part of what I want the show to be going forward is, I don't know, 20 years is a lot of baggage, a lot of history, a lot to carry, and it might be time to kind of just throw stuff out and strip it back and strip it down and streamline it. It's like when the band Led Zeppelin, you know, they're one of my favorite bands, Led Zeppelin, but they started doing their things and the shows were getting longer. And next thing you know, they're doing a version of No Quarter that's 35 minutes. But then they said, when they were getting ready to do their big tour, coming back, we play it like it's played on the record. No interminable jam sessions, no solo sequences and spreading out the way we used to. Let's get back to basics. And I think there's something about that, first of all, they did not get to do that because John Bonham died, but I think that would have been the key to Led Zeppelin going forward, is to strip it all the way back and take it back to basics. And that's, oh my God, am I going to be like John Bonham now? Oh no. I hope not. But I'm not going to be like John Bonham. I am healthy and I take care of myself and we're doing it. And outside of my McDonald's, I've been leaning a little too hard on McDonald's lately. Election stuff is making it very hard to stay sane. I am definitely struggling with staying sane. And I allowed myself some comfort food. And I've allowed myself that old number 7, the Filet-O-Fish meal. Hitting that a little too frequently lately, but I'm putting that on. That's going to be a thing of the past. And this McDonald's app, I don't know what I was thinking with this thing. Somebody was like, you got to check the app out. You get all sorts of savings on the app. And then I check it out, and lo and behold, there's some savings on the app. You want a deal on your McDonald's, you go get the McDonald's app. But I'm going to tell you this. It's also a pile of trash that doesn't work because you order your food on the McDonald's app, and then you go to the McDonald's, and you pick it up, and you can't go in necessarily because there's a death virus floating around that has kind of limited access to McDonald's and other fast food establishments. So you order it and then you go pull up at the drive-thru and then you read the code and then they say, come on up and get your discounted Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. And you pull up and you're like, has anything ever moved this smoothly in my life? And then you find out the answer when you get to the window. No, because suddenly they're just like, what was the number you gave there? What was it? We can't find it. And, yeah. Then they do the classic, you pull over to the side and we'll bring it over your car. Just pull over that spot right there. Just pull over there for a second. We'll straighten it out. And then you're like, am I saving? $1? I'm sitting on the side for 5 minutes. So then they sort it out. And then me being the out of control neurotic mess I've been with election stuff, personal stuff, work stuff, all stuff, I go back. I order 2 of these Filet-O-Fish sandwiches And then I pull up and I give them the number off the thing. They're like, come on up and get it. I'm like, second time's a charm, baby. I pull up. Oh, second time was not the charm. They start grilling me as if I'm up to something. We don't have this code on our end. We don't have the code that you're reading. Okay, well, I'm showing it to you now. I'm literally holding it up. You're reading it. Well, you think I'm printing, doing a printout and gluing it to the face of my phone so I could... You got me. You got me, McDonald's. Oh, you hear that? It is 1 a.m. Man, that sucks. Just, there's some stuff that really blows about Los Angeles, but we'll get into that another time. Worst drivers in the country. I will say that. I always thought the people of Pennsylvania were the worst. Because everybody'd be like, is New Jersey worse than New York? Is New York worse than New Jersey? Trust me, Pennsylvania blows them both out of the water. But I'll tell you, drop some of these LA drivers. Yeah, Pennsylvania looks like they're riding tricycles around the place. I've never seen people drive down residential streets as if they were on the Autobahn. It's sick, and it's sad. It's equal parts sick and sad, but we'll get into that later. I pull over. Finally, they got me. The big scam. You got me, McDonald's. I've been my whole career has been building this point where I could bilk you guys out of two fish fillet sandwiches. You got me. Take me away. Dun, 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 dun. I'm busted. Dun, dun. All the cop show sounds when you get caught. And so then they tell me to pull over again. And then the worker there. And these workers are nice. I'm not putting these people down. They didn't design the app. They're just trying to fulfill the food in the face of the flaws of this thing. The woman comes over. She goes, we just don't have the order. We just don't have it. And then I says, I did put it in. I'm showing it to you here. I swear I'm not pulling a fast one here. And she goes, I know you're not. I know. And then she's like, she comes back with the food. And she's like, I'm just going to trust you in this. I know you're not pulling a fast one. Here's the food. Thank you. And I saved $2 and lost 40 minutes of time. So, yeah. Outside of McDonald's, though, I'm trying to take care of myself. Trying to do okay by that. Trying to keep my sanity. And we're doing this show. This is one that's it's kind of a sweet kismet here. Kismet? I'm not sure. 4 years ago, did the best show. 2016, did a really special episode of the show in the studio in Jersey City. With Dudio and Pat and Mike and everybody joined in and we recreated an episode as if it took place in the year 2006. It was so special. And then the thing is, that night, that the unthinkable happened and then suddenly the show was not so fun. When suddenly Virginia went to Donald Trump. He wins Virginia. You're like, uh-oh. So, did that show. Kind of makes sense to do one right before the election also. And to tell everybody, it's like, look, I hope the results are better this time. I try to keep the show not political. And we'll talk more about that, how politics has creeped into the fabric of things, whether we like it or not, and how that's going to be a part of it going forward. But I just want it to go well. 4 years later, I hope I ain't jinxing it by doing another show. I'm not. There's no such thing as jinxing a thing. I can't jinx it. I'm doing what I did. do what I do. Try to do a show and try to tell everybody it's like, let's just get through this week. It's hard. You want to pull your hair out. You want to scratch the skin off your arms and with nervousness. Let's just get through it. Maybe eat a little extra Halloween candy. So be it. That'll get you through it. Let's get past Tuesday. And we'll see what it looks like. All signs, things seem to be tilting more or less in a favorable thing. I don't know. That's what I thought last time. I don't know. But let's just hope it turns around and goes the way we want it to. Then we can piece everything back together and then actually focus on the things that actually have to get done so that people can actually live safe, healthy, unthreatened existences. And then we can all stay a little sane. Because you're never going to survive unless you get a little crazy. Yeah, I miss you guys. I miss doing the best show. I miss doing calls with Worcester. Getting it back, though. We're going to build it back up. And I really do think the idea of this 20-year mark is a good chance to kind of go back to basics, strip it back, go forward. And I'm recording this show on a Zoom recorder, a lowly Zoom recorder. Not Zoom, the app, the thing that everybody uses for the thing. An actual physical portable recorder has been a godsend for me. Recording on this has allowed me to have a de facto studio when one has not been available. But we're going to build it back up. The board in the proper studio in New Jersey is the problem. We're not doing normal shows, and we would have started in October, is also because the board in the studio stopped working, and we have been working on major repairs to get the studio back up and running, and so I can take calls and run it all through. I ordered a board from a place, and it's just like, I'm not going to name the place. Let's just say it's a website that is a friend to musicians. Not naming the site, though. And we ordered the board, said in stock. Then after like a week, it's like, hey, when's the board coming? And they're like, oh, you got a problem with your credit card. Really? Okay, I'll call and straighten out. I call the credit card company. They're like, we don't know what they're talking about. There's no problem. We processed it the second it came in. They processed it. So I call back. Yeah, my credit card company says it's all fine. Then they go, oh, well, we just checked what the thing is. We don't actually have that board in stock. Oh, okay. Okay, that's what that was. Actually, you never had it. And they're like, well, the thing is the computer system will show up as if we have it and we don't have it. If any of our stores say they have any inventory here in the United States, they say they have one unit, that means it stays as in stock on the website. And it's not in stock because some of these were floor models that were trashed beyond belief. So we've been doing some scrambling. I think we have another board coming in and it's going to get hooked up, and then we will be back to do full shows with calls and have that be that. But I'm going to do regular shows on this because this is what we're going to do. Time to do the shows. Just got to pick it back up. And everybody who's done Patreon, I'm not making any money off the thing, the show at all. The money's just going to charity until we do real shows again, and we're going to do them now, and the money goes to charity, and I've been giving to a variety of charities. I'll put it up on the Patreon. I've been lax with that because I'm doing so much of this myself. I will take care of that. But trust me when I say I'm not keeping the money. you know, we pay the bills we got to pay. But I'm not going to make a profit when I'm not doing shows. And it says I'm not profit. I'm not keeping a cent of it. So whatever. It just sounds weird to talk about making a profit on the show when for so long it was a free thing. And then we make a little bit of money, which is great. Never going to look that in a gift horse in the mouth. Always appreciate it. But I also am not going to take the money when the show's not there. So been given that money to different charities, and I'll do a breakdown of that. I just got to do it. This book, man, has been breaking my back. It is hard. I'm telling you. Took everything out of me. I'm so proud of it, but did a thing on Twitter last week where I was like, hey, I'll give $1,000 to Community Food Bank of New Jersey if 1,000 people just send me Ron Swanson gifts. And that was just a dumb thing. It's dumb. I don't care about that. I was giving the money anyway. I've been giving the money without announcing it for the most part. I give the money, I just give it. But it's like I decided to do a thing. It's like, hey, what if I plug the Community Food Bank in New Jersey and get a little traction going, and then invariably people will think about donating to their respective food bank or the Community Food Bank in New Jersey, and all of a sudden I look and some guy's like, why don't you just give the money, you a-hole, without promoting your social influence? They're like, whatever. Some guy goes off on, we're at the point now in the world, no good deed goes unpunished sometimes. We're giving money. Some guy starts railing me, saying, I'm turning this as a promotional event. Well, first of all, dude, I'll say this. And I don't care what this guy's name is. I'm not going to bug him. I tweeted back him, and then I just decided to block him and move on. Because you look at him, and he's just angry. First of all, he used the word asshat in something, and I was just like, well, that just tells me who this guy is. And in late 2020, he's comfortably throwing that around as if he's like, we got him. I called him an asshat. No, he's just an angry dude. Whatever. It's all about him. I'm just trying to give money. But we're at a point now, people are just, everybody's mad. Look, I'm mad. I get it. I'm not exempt from this. I'm saying it as a point of, I get it. I walk around a ball of nerves. Bundle of nerves, some might say. I say ball of nerves. You might say bundle of nerves. In New Jersey, it's like Mischief Night versus Devil's Night. We say ball of nerves, and the rest of the country says bundle of nerves. How'd you do on Mischief Night this year, Jersey? You whip some eggs, TP some houses? But yeah, this guy going off on me, whatever. I don't care. But I do care a little bit. There was a good 20 minutes where I laid on the floor and I was like, what am I going to do? Why do I do anything? And then I looked at a couple more of his tweets. I was like, this guy blows. And I'm not going to care. He's mad. He was complaining about food banks, the actual existence. So look, I'm doing what I said I wasn't going to do. But he was saying the actual concept of a food bank is a faulty, is like, not the ideal for the world. It's like, yeah, no kidding. You think anybody's idea thinks a food bank should be is the way things should be? No, ideally there'd be no food banks. We'd feed people who need food. Wouldn't have to come from volunteers and donations. But I'll say this: you work at a food bank, you go volunteer at a food bank, you're gonna feel amazing because you see the action. You see it getting done. This food is going to families. It's going to people who need food. And hunger doesn't discriminate with that stuff. So anybody wants to say food banks are not viable, I could not disagree more. Maybe it is not the way the world should be. In fact, it's definitely not the way the world should be, but it's the way the world is, so we deal with it and we do what we can, and we do food banks because they do get food to people. All right, enough with the food bank talk. I'm just going to say this. Show ended on some not great terms. A lot of stuff going on back then. And I'm just going to say everything's going to get sorted out. And I just feel like I got to at least try to pull this thing together one more time for the show. One more time. And I'm not going to do this push me, pull me stuff where I stop the show, start the show. I'm not doing this again. This version of the show that's going to start back up is going to be the final version of the show. Final version. If I ever leave again, I'm leaving. I cannot do this to you or to me. I don't like this, and I'm not going to do it. It's not going to happen. I'm not doing this to myself, and I'm not doing it to you. No one wants that, and myself included. I'm the boss of the show. I see a path that we can make the show amazing. Boy, it sounds like I'm tiptoeing around Trump lingo. Ay. That's okay. He took things away. He can't even say like something. He can't even say like make great is like off the table now forever. The idea of making something great. You can't say that without invoking his trash. But that said, I'm giving this one more legit shot. All in. Last run. Could last who knows how long. I want it to be amazing, though. I've been doing this longer than pretty much all of you. You podcast suckers. Doing it before they even knew what a podcast was. I've been doing it, and I'm still doing it, and I'll tell you this. I know what I'm doing here. We got a shot to do something. To hit a hot streak. To just go out strong and show everybody what this thing has been for two decades. And this final run, we're going to do that. Everything's going to get stepped up, or it's going to step out. Boy, I like the sound of that, huh? Step up or step out. That's my goal with this show. I appreciate you hanging in there. I appreciate you sticking around. I do miss the show. I miss the audience. I miss all of it. And we're going to do it. And there'll be another one of these next week. And hopefully we will be doing one of these with the studio and with the calls and all that as fast as humanly possible. I'm telling you, I ordered this. This board shows up. We get this thing running again. We're just going to get it. We're just going to roll. So in the interim, doing this, we're seeing it through. We're getting it done. Going to fulfill all the stuff. The promises. Like Jonathan Wick said, yes, I do believe I am back. And that's what I'm saying to you. Yeah, I think I'm back. Or whatever he said. I can't remember. Movie quotes. I don't know movie quotes. The only movie quote I know is thing with was. See, I can't even do them. I was on the phone with Worcester. And I was trying to do the thing from Lost in America. And I couldn't do any of the quotes from it. But you know what? I don't care. I'm making a vow to you. And not the vow. I'm not making the vow to you. Do no, oh no. And I would say this, the vow, that's a special trick you got to do to make a subject that tantalizing, so boring. And who's falling for that? I got to say. Anybody tells you to go do a cult thing and it's at a Ramada Inn, the conference room? Oh yeah, that's in conference room B. Get out. Run. You see that guy walking around with the headband and the knee pads and the volleyball, and he's sitting in a conference room as if he's trying to upsell you on a aluminum siding thing or a condominium. You get out. Run. Run. So I make not that vow. I do not make that. I'm not making. If I made that vow, first of all, we would just record everything I ever did, and it would be boring because that was so boring. I can't believe how boring the vow was. Yeah, it really needed nine parts. We needed nine parts of that. Sure, 9 hours? Yeah, we'll do 10. Why don't you round up to 10? Why don't we do 10? And then it's coming back for a second season? What are they going to do, add a Cousin Oliver to it? Hey, it's Keith Raniere's nephew.
Hi. Uncle Keith. Where's Nippy? Where's Nippy, Uncle Keith?
No. We make a vow here. We do it right or we don't do it. Bink, bonk. That's it. All right, guys. Hang in there. Hold it together. Stay sane. If you voted and you donated some money, you did what you could. You cared. Take care of people in your life. And cross your fingers on this one. Because it's going to be weird. Let's just hope we get to the other side of this and then we can build it up. Because it's even if we get to the other, you get the Biden gets in, it's still not right. So the work begins. That's when the work, that's when that type of work begins. So be it. Let's do it. Thank you. Thank you for caring. And best she'll be back. Another one next week. Full show back ASAP. I will talk to you soon. Bye.